Very few people are taking Ubers or booking Airbnbs right now, and millions of Americans are losing income because of that. Now, in normal times, these folks aren't considered employees of a company, and so they can't claim unemployment benefits. But the new relief package from Congress will temporarily adjust that. Here's NPR tech correspondent Shannon Bond.
Ed Bell's main source of income is his San Francisco home. He rents out his in-law suite on Airbnb.
Airbnb is my gig, and the other things I do are side hustles.
Business was booming until the pandemic.
Last year, I had approximately 90% occupancy. 90% of the days were occupied. In March, I've had zero.
Bell is one of millions of people in the gig economy whose livelihoods have been abruptly upended by the coronavirus. Emily Kuckelman has been driving for Uber in Denver since 2016. She's a full-time student and uses the platform to supplement her income from an internship. But now she's stopped driving because she's worried about spreading the virus.
My goal was like $500 a week. So I'm out, about $2,000 a month right now.
Many people these days are like Bell and Kuckelman, cobbling together several sources of income to get by. But like other self-employed people, gig workers normally are not eligible for unemployment insurance if they lose those income streams. Vina Dubal is a labor law expert at the University of California, Hastings.
The platform companies have maintained that these individual drivers, grocery delivery people, are small businesses in and of themselves. And so the companies themselves have refused to pay into the unemployment insurance fund.
Now gig workers may be getting some help. The economic relief package passed by the Senate on Wednesday allows self-employed people to apply for unemployment benefits that they normally wouldn't qualify for. Labor experts say the government needs to give guidance on whether workers can claim partial benefits if they have several jobs and lose one of them, or if their hours are cut. Some states allow that. The package also lets some of the self-employed access disaster loans for small businesses. Lee Thomas is an Airbnb host in Queens near JFK Airport. His bookings have dried up as travel has come to a standstill.
We are suffering cancellations. The government should take in consideration that these are hardworking people that suffered for nothing of their own doing.
Ed Bell, the San Francisco Airbnb host, is hoping for an interest-free loan to keep him afloat this year. Most of all, he says, he needs help quickly.
I need money in my pocket and with the least amount of red tape.
The bill means a lot more people will be seeking government assistance in the coming weeks, and it will take time for them to get help. Shannon Bond, NPR News, San Francisco.